This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Maggie P. Ybarra, decided August 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, respondent, v. WD-86611 opinion, filed August 26, 2025, Maggie P. Ybarra, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, the Honorable Joel P. Fanastock, Judge before Division 4, Anthony Rex Gabbert, Chief Judge, presiding, Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge, Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Maggie Ybarra, appeals her conviction following jury trial of murder in the second degree, harassment in the first degree, attempted child enticement, first degree sexual misconduct, tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution, and three counts of attempted tampering with a victim in a felony prosecution. Ybarra was tried jointly with a co-defendant. In her sole point on appeal, Ybarra argues the trial court abused its discretion in failing to sever the trial of her case from that of her co-defendant. The judgment is affirmed. Two facts. In June 2021, the state of Missouri, the state, charged Ybarra and a co-defendant, co-defendant one, via indictment either singly or jointly with nine counts. In July 2021, the state charged Ybarra and co-defendant via superseding indictment, either singly or jointly with 10 counts. In August 2021, Ybarra filed a motion to sever her joint trial with co-defendant. The trial court denied that motion in August 2021. In November 2022, the state charged Ybarra and co-defendant via superseding indictment with the following. First-degree murder, section 565.020. In that on or between October 10th and October 12th, 2020, in the county of Jackson, state of Missouri, the defendants, Maggie Ybarra and co-defendant, acting alone or purposefully in concert after deliberation, knowingly caused the death of K.A., victim, by strangling her. 2. First-degree harassment, section 565.090, in that Maggie Ybarra and co-defendant, acting alone or purposefully in concert, without good cause, engage in an act with the purpose to cause emotional distress to KM, child, by showing her pictures of a dismembered female body, and such act did cause child to suffer emotional distress. Third, attempted child enticement, section 566.151, in that co-defendant, who was 21 years of age or older, acting alone or purposefully in concert with others, penetrated the vagina of Maggie Ybarra, while Maggie Ybarra asked child, a child less than 15 years of age, if child wanted to know how it would feel for a finger to be placed in child's vagina. 1. Pursuant to Missouri Supreme Court Operating Rule 2.02 FRC 3. We do not include names of witnesses other than parties. Co-defendant is not a party to this appeal. Co-defendant was also convicted and has filed his own appeal, which is pending in this court in case number WD-86570. 3. A fee, attempted child enticement, section 566.1151, in that Maggie, acting alone or purposefully in concert with others, asked child, a child less than 15 years of age, if child wanted to know how it would feel for a finger to be placed in child's vagina. V. Third-degree child molestation, section 566.069, in that co-defendant Nose knowingly subjected child who was less than 14 years old to sexual contact by touching the vagina of child over clothing. 6. First-degree sexual misconduct, section 566.093, in that Maggie and co-defendant, acting alone or purposefully in concert with others, knowingly had sexual contact with co-defendant in the presence of child, under circumstances in which Maggie Ybarra and co-defendant knew that such conduct was likely to cause affront or alarm. 7th. Attempted tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution, section 575-100, in that Maggie asked co-defendant to discard evidence located in her residence. 8th. Attempted tampering with a victim in a felony prosecution, section 575.270, in that Maggie instructed a woman to tell child to say that child lied. 9. Attempted victim tampering in a felony prosecution, section 575.270, in that Maggie instructed a woman to buy gifts for child X, attempted victim tampering in a felony prosecution, section 575.270, in that Maggie instructed a man to pressure child to recant. Possession of child pornography, section 573.037, in that Maggie knowingly possessed child pornography that was a visual depiction of a person less than 18 years of age engaged in sexually explicit conduct consisting of a still image of the genitals of a female child under the age of 14. Tusind. Possession of child pornography, section 573.037, in that Maggie knowingly possessed child pornography that was a visual depiction of a person less than 18 years of age engaged in sexually explicit conduct. 4, consisting of a still image of the genitals of child, a CH,